The Colson and Colson Gridiron Clash on WEOL.
Welcome back to Ed Adelsberg Stadium as we continue at the half of our Colson and Colson Gridiron Clash. What a showdown here in Week 5 as the Midview Middies host the Avon Eagles. And again, we're bringing you our halftime awards. Our Student Athlete Award, courtesy of Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria, and the Veteran of the Game, brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. You've heard from Mike Elder, the head coach of the Avon Eagles, and now we welcome in DJ Shaw, the first-year head coach of the Midview Middies, as he gets to name his Student Athlete Award winner and the Veteran of the Game for Midview. So, Coach, let's start with that Student Athlete Award, courtesy of Stewart Appliance. Who have you chosen for Midview Student Athlete tonight, and why?
I would choose Logan Bolin. He carries a 3.8 grade point average. Carries a lot of classes that are above the regular load of classes for students. And then on the football field also, he is a very cerebral player. Starts both ways for us and kind of is a leader for us on both sides of the ball and special teams, and kind of just is a coach on the field for us.
DJ, last week when I was talking to Kevin Fell, the head coach of Elyria, for this award, he said the best football player isn't necessarily the best athlete. It's the smart kid. That's what turns a good football player into a great football player, and it sounds like Logan kind of fits that bill.
Absolutely he does, and you can tell he knows what he's doing. And like I said, he's kind of a coach on the field for us, and he's getting guys lined up where they need to be. And, you know, can't say enough about Logan as a football player, but he's also got the smart side of it, and, you know, he takes care of things in the classroom as well.
So congratulations, Logan Bolin, the Student Athlete Award winner from Midview. And again, that Student Athlete Award brought to you by Stewart Appliance. And now, Coach Shaw, let's talk about your Veteran of the Game, brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. Who have you chosen for the Midview Veteran of the Game for tonight?
No doubt in my mind when I heard of this award, I was going to pick Brett Supanzik. 3-year starter. I don't think he's ever missed a game since his sophomore year. Not only a 3-year starter, but also a starter on both sides of the football for us. And once again, another coach on the field. Just, you know, he's played a multitude of different positions for us. He's our tailback, but he could also probably play offensive guard if you ask him to. He'll be on the D-line. He'll be lined up at linebacker. You'll see him on a multitude of special teams. But just a guy that you can count on that knows his way around the game on Friday nights, knows his way around the practice field and in the weight room, and has just kind of been a leader for us for the last 3 years. And there's no doubt in my mind that he's the veteran of our team and should be the veteran of this game.
DJ, I got to tell you, I love watching Brett Supanzik play because it is just hard-nosed, energetic football from the opening kickoff until that final gun goes off. And obviously, that's veteran leadership by example. He just gives all out every play.
All out effort, every single play. You know, it's fun to watch him run the football, but it's also fun to see him get after the quarterback a little bit and make some of the hits and the tackles that he does as well. He's a fun player to watch, and you know, veteran of the game. He could also be our hardest worker on our team. He's constantly bringing it in practice every day, and you'll see that on Friday too. He's just a worker. He's a workhorse.
That's very cool. So congratulations, Brett Supanzik. He is the Midview Veteran of the Game. We'll take this time out, and we'll return to Midview, get you ready for the start of the second half as the Middies take on the Avon Eagles. It's our Colson and Colson Gridiron Clash on AM 930 WEOL, streaming live on our website at WEOL.com.